This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to the 5-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty. The current deal, called the New Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START for short, was set to expire on February 5th. The renewal maintains caps on how many deployed nuclear warheads each country can have, and the treaty is of particular interest here in the Northwest. A good portion of the U.S. nuclear arsenal is in Kitsap County. That's where the Navy has a Trident submarine base and a storage and maintenance facility for the nuclear warheads that can be launched from those subs. Josh Farley covers military affairs for the Kitsap Sun, and he's with us now to talk about what the treaty renewal means for our area. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Ed.
So first, give us a better sense of what kinds of nuclear weapons are in our area. What do we have around here?
Okay, well, the easiest place to start with that is anybody who's been through Silverdale, driven through it perhaps on the way to the Olympic Mountains, has passed the Navy's base at Bangor. That's what's called the Strategic Weapons Facility Pacific, and they are the custodians of such weapons. There's also the submarine base there at Bangor, and that includes 8 of the country's 14 ballistic missile-carrying submarines. When you combine those, it's thought to be the nation's largest deployed nuclear weapons stockpile, according to the Federation of American Scientists.
This nuclear deal between the U.S. and Russia would have expired February 5th without renewal. We're a week and a half away from that. Why wait to the last minute? Was it because of the change in administration? Why was it not done yet, I guess?
So the Trump administration had signaled it wanted to have a limited length extension of New START and pursued that shortly before the presidential election. But they included a freeze on development of new strategic warheads as well. And those talks never really proceeded anywhere. President-elect Biden had signaled that he did want an extension of New START. And it sounds as if the agreement that's come about in these recent days is actually one that will be a clean 5-year extension with no other strings attached.
Well, Josh, let's get specific about that. What are the limits on how many nuclear weapons each country can have and the submarines can carry?
Sure. So New START caps each country at 800 launchers of strategic nuclear weapons with a maximum of 1,550 strategic deployed warheads. So to put that in brief perspective, each of those missiles have multiple warheads, and each warhead has the explosive energy of up to, there are some that are as big as generating 475 kilotons of explosive energy. That's far greater than, by example, the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima in Japan at the end of World War II, which had the energy of about 15 kilotons.
Are local opponents to nuclear weapons watching this and hoping for something more? Were they hoping for something different than what happened this week?
Yeah, I would say there is a small but very dedicated group of anti-nuclear weapons protesters. There's actually an organization called the Ground Zero Center for Nonviolent Action that's right in Bangor's backyard. It's off of the base. You can see the fence from its property line, and they continue to protest what they believe to be illegal weapons. And in fact, they have been bolstered by a recent UN treaty that took effect on January 21st, calling for the prohibition of nuclear weapons.
Josh, when you talk to local officials with the U.S. Navy, what do they say about the future of the nuclear submarine mission and presence here in the Puget Sound region?
Ed, I would say that they're very proud of the work that these sailors have done, and they want to make sure that that program continues.
Hey, Josh Farley, thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Ed. Thank you.